I am Barbara Summers. This is an interview with Willa Dean Perry for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. This is being done on November the 30th, 2011, at the home of Barbara Summers for Baxter County. The audio recordings and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville, and the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Are you willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others?
Yes.
First, I'd like to you to give your complete legal name and spell it for me, and then tell me the city and county in which you presently reside. So give me your name.
Willa Dean Perry. W-I-L-L-A-D-E-A-N, one word.
Mm-hmm.
P-E-R-R-Y. I live in Baxter County.
Okay.
Mountain Home, Arkansas.
It's going to be real informal. We don't have to worry about saying the wrong word. We just go back and say whatever we want to, okay? And we're going to talk to you about how long you've been in Extension and some of the things that you remember about it. How did you learn about Extension Homemakers Program?
Well, my mother joined when I was a kid in grade school.
Okay. How long have you been associated with the program?
Most of my life.
Yeah, over 60 years?
Over probably. 60 years.
Okay. What was the first club with which you were associated with?
It was Wesley Chapel Club that I joined.
Okay. Are you presently a club member? If so, give the name of the club in the county and the district.
Hilltop Club and Mountain Home.
Baxter County.
Baxter County.
And Ozark District. Okay. Do you have any special remembrances of the first meeting or the first club?
I remember my mother's first club. She went to a friend's home, and the home demonstration agent brought the pressure cooker, and they killed a chicken and dressed it in the morning, had potluck at noon, and then canned the chicken in the afternoon. And she was excited about learning to can all the things before you couldn't can.
Awesome. I'm not going to be able to do this. It's so great. Let's see. Next question. Do you have any special Oh, no, I've already written that one. Sorry about that, guys. Why did you join? Do you have certain reasons why you
want? Oh, I just like to go and learn new things and help teach other people. In the first club I belonged to, me and another lady, the home economist just sometimes had a lesson, and she gave it instead of us. And me and another lady gave the lesson when we didn't get anything from the county.
You didn't always get stuff from the county like we do now?
No, not at all.
Okay.
The home economist come out and give the lessons to start with. And yeah. Not every month. So I got things out of the work basket, you've probably heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
And figured it out and taught the others.
Well, explain the work basket. Maybe everybody doesn't understand that.
Well, it was a monthly little magazine that told you how to knit and crochet, and I read in 50 years ago that I'd made a light, but I don't even remember doing it.
Oh, oh well,
that's
so
I know
so bad.
That's where I got the information. A night light.
And why did you stay active as a member?
Well, you learn new things along. In the early days, you really learned a lot.
More homemaking kind of things? Like
yes, how to sew better, do a better job, and how to cook new recipes.
Mm-hmm. So did you have it at people's homes and you did that, or?
I know we had it in the church house.
Ah, okay.
And we had, you know, it was a kind of a community building, but it was a Methodist church, really.
Did you ever attend a state meeting?
When I was council president, I did. That's the only time.
And did you enjoy it?
Yes.
And what special things do you remember about it?
Well, I don't remember anything real special, but I liked all of it, and we had lessons, but I don't remember what they were.
Yeah. Well,
it's been a long time since I went.
How has Extension Homemakers touched your life?
Just by learning new things that I could do. And meeting your friends. We always have good friends, nice people at the EH clubs.
Mm-hmm. What was the favorite event or activity that you've ever been involved in that you can remember? Is there something that sticks out as more fun than?
Well, that making mattresses is a memory, but it wasn't something you really liked to do. It was hard work.
You made mattresses. Tell me about that.
Well, the government, I think, gave people a cotton and ticking, and then they had a meeting, and everybody came and put it together.
Are you the one that still has one? Somebody?
No.
Somebody in your club still has one. I'm not sure who it is. No? You don't think so? Who was it that's... Okay, never mind.
Oh, well, our club that still had one of handmade mattresses that they made.
I don't remember. That's before my time.
Yeah, okay. All right. It might have been in one of the other clubs. What changes have you experienced in Extension Homemakers organization? You've seen a lot of changes, haven't you?
Yeah, in the beginning, the people walked to their club, or we had a neighbor lady that took her wagon and horses, and my mother rode with her to the club. And now we all have our own car, of course.
When you went to the state meeting, where did you stay?
We stayed in a hotel in Little Rock.
Okay. Oh, it was in Little Rock before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Has Extension Homemakers taught you anything about people?
Oh, yes, that they're all different.
Absolutely. You were talking about your mother and her organization and things that you learned to do with her. Can you tell us a few of them? You started to talk about a large pressure cooker.
Yes, the county owned the large pressure cooker. But she didn't use that. She wouldn't do that. My aunt and her daughter borrowed it, and that's all I know about it.
Just it was big?
It was, yeah, real big, and they built a fire under it out in the yard, and I don't know how they could control the pressure.
I remember you had two statues, and you used one stack like a pressure cooker.
But as soon as my mother learned to use one, she bought one that you could put pine quartz or four half-gallon jars in it. And that thing just lasted for years and years and years.
You don't still have it, do you?
No, I don't have it.
Yeah.
I bought one that just uses quartz and pines. I still have it and don't use it either.
How about some more of your memories? Things that you've written down that you can remember? You used to work at the fair kitchen?
Yeah.
Tell me about the fair kitchen when you worked at it.
Okay. Well, the first fair I attended was at the Pinkston Middle School gym, and I took three items and got blue ribbons, but the fair had no money for premiums, so they got donations from the merchants. And I got a little aluminum pan and some stationery, and I forgot what the third. So that was interesting. And then the fair got some money, I think, from the state and built a small livestock barn. And the Home Demonstration Club Council started building a building, educational exhibit building. And whenever they got a little bit of money, they'd buy some lumber, and they hired one man to oversee it. And the husbands come and helped to put it up. And my husband worked out of town, so he only got to help once on Saturday, and he helped put the roof on it. Then later, the fair poured a concrete floor in it.
What did it have before it was a concrete floor?
Just the dirt floor.
You had a dirt floor in the kitchen? Or
well,
in the whole building?
We didn't have much of a kitchen then, but we did sell a little bit of stuff.
Yeah.
That the people brought in all kinds of desserts before the help wouldn't let us do that. And this one lady made it. She had an electric, I think it was kind of an oven, but she made that full of Sloppy Joe every night and served Sloppy Joe and drinks and other sandwiches and the stuff that was donated. Then after they poured the floor, we fenced off one corner with screen wire for the kitchen. And I brought my dishes and silverware, my pots and pans, just folding chairs and some folding tables, my hot plates to cook on. We just had to heat water on there, and we did have a sink in there, but we had to put a bucket under it and carry the water out to start with.
Goodness.
So, well, we enjoyed it, I think. Most everybody was anxious, seemed like then, to come and help in the kitchen. And then after the fair built the new building with a modern kitchen, nobody wanted to come and work, you see. I think I liked it better in the old kitchen, too, because you could see all the people coming and going. I had a lot of friends then.
So you could see it because it was just a screened-in room, right?
Yeah, and then we had a window there,
too.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you serve? Did you serve, like, Sloppy Joe's and stuff like that? Or?
Yes, and the ham sandwiches. Hot dogs, and well, different things, just what different people come in and want us to serve something different, and we try a lot of different stuff. Back then we washed the dishes, and then the other people didn't want to do that work, so they wanted to use all paper stuff, you know, and throw it away. So that was a big change as we went along.
Have you got anything else in your notebook that you wanted to talk about?
Well, in the beginning, you know, we had no electricity except in towns.
Mm.
And so if you wanted to have chicken, you had to kill it and dress it that day. You know, there's no way to keep it.
Oh, you couldn't put it in the fridge.
But later on, we did get an ice box. But we had to go to town every two or three days and get a big hunk of ice and put in it. I forgot to write that down,
yeah.
But I remember.
Yeah.
And I think it was about 45 when we got electricity out in the rural areas. And then everybody started getting freezers and freezing their vegetables, and a lot of them did. Some still like to can it better.
Do you like it canned better?
Well, yeah, I think so. It's quicker to fix than.
Yeah.
But frozen, a lot of it tastes fresher. So there's good sides both ways.
Do you have anything else?
That's
pretty much it.
But I always enjoyed working at the fair. And I worked that first year. We had the building every year until I was not able to go to it physically.
And you checked items in and that kind of thing? Is that what you did?
Well, then I worked in the kitchen a lot. Two ladies started the kitchen, and they were older, and I was young then, and they wanted me to help them. And that's how I got in.
Yeah, what were their names? Remember?
Iris Statler was one of them. She made the Sloppy Joe. Yeah, the other one was from the Colfax Club, and I just can't think of her name.
Oh, that's right. How many, do you remember how many clubs there were in Baxter County when it had the most clubs in it?
Well, there was 11 that I'm sure of. There may have been more, but I know there was 11.
Okay.
And so many people just started working, I guess it's one reason. And they didn't want to learn this stuff that the old people liked to do and was used to doing. And I was on the fair board about 40 years.
Oh, were you really?
Yeah. And I was secretary for a while, then they wanted me to be treasurer, and I think I was treasurer about 20 years. And
oh, my goodness.
I thought it's time. Well, it was getting bigger and bigger, and I was getting older. I was afraid I'd forget to do it right.
Yeah.
So I quit that. But I stayed on the fair board until I just wasn't able to do it. And we always had meetings at night, and I couldn't see very well to drive at night, so I quit. And when I was doing the kitchen, the Hilltop, I didn't belong to it then. I belonged to North Mountain Home.
Okay.
When a club kind of like got out of members, I joined a different club.
Right.
And the Hilltop president told me that she could bring me some help if I wanted it. I told her to bring it on if we needed it, and she brought Joyce Green in.
Hello.
And she helped me as long as we were able to be there. And she was on the fair board too at the last. So we were EHC members and fair board past members.
I think they kind of go hand in hand around here. It seems like
It really did back then.
Yeah.
They're not near so much now as we were.
Both of them looking for hard workers.
Yeah.
You have anything else?
That's all I can think of.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm going to stop the recording now, okay?